trust. We lack faith. What brings about our sinful desires is a lack of belief in God's provision. Now we get to the true root of sin. Our underlying problem is unbelief. Unbelief creates the lacking. Jesus showed us in the Sermon on the Mount that unbelief lies at the bottom of all our sins, temptations, desires, and lacking. Jesus commanded his followers not to be anxious about what they would eat, drink, or wear. How is that possible? To this day, people have to toil and scrape to get by, living paycheck to paycheck. How will I feed my family, pay my mortgage, fix the car? Jesus' answer is to have faith in God's provision. Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? If God clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Matthew 6:25-26 and 30. What is the root of mistrust, and therefore the root of our warped desires and sin? O you of little faith! It is our lack of faith! As the chart entitled How Sin Works in the accompanying PDF shows, unbelief is the underlying cause of all our wants or lacking, all our desires, all our temptation, and therefore all our sin. In this passage from Matthew, Jesus teaches us an important truth about how our hearts work. In a sense, he says, since God does the little stuff, surely he'll do the big stuff too. God feeds birds and clothes grass. That is evidence that he will feed you and clothe your children. However, unbelief says the opposite to our hearts. Unbelief says, since God isn't providing the little stuff, I can't trust him to do the big stuff either. We look around at our lives and see unpaid bills, stressed out spouses, dead-end jobs, unfulfilled hopes, and all the areas of our lives in which we feel God has not done any of the little things. There are blessings within God's power to give, and he is holding out on us. When we think like this, we are trying to put want before unbelief, attempting to make God's lack of provision the grounds for our distrust. Because God has not done X, I cannot trust him with Y. We are Eve at the tree, listening to the serpent's twisted lies. We think that the things in our life that are lacking validate our disbelief in God. But in trusting the words of Jesus, we see that unbelief always comes before a lack of trust. As Jesus pointed out, the sin of worry reveals the underlying disbelief in God's provision. We worry because we do not believe God will provide. Disbelief of all kinds regularly fills our hearts and produces its corresponding and inevitable sin. God's power is not able to provide. God's love is not enough to satisfy. God's law is not aligned with my joy. Jesus' blood is not sufficient for my sin. The Holy Spirit's operation is not adequate for my sanctification. The gospel can't heal my marriage, pull me from my addiction, or silence the bitterness in my heart. We doubt that God is enough. If we can't trust God, who can we trust? Eve's answer is the same as ours today. Myself. I will meet my needs. I will fulfill my desires. When we try to fulfill our wants by our own devices, the only solution we will ever contrive is sin. When our hearts are filled with unbelief, everything our hands lay hold of will be fashioned into idols of our own making for our own satisfaction. O we of little faith. Our biggest sin. The point in all of this is not to show you that every time you are tempted to sin, you are committing the sin of unbelief, though there is truth in this, and it should cause us to long for our hearts to be totally satisfied by God's provision. The point is for you to know where the true battle lies. The true battle is in your unbelief. To win the fight against sin, you must first trust that God is your greatest provider.